ESPN 1550 KICS. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Now let's go to the court for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Hastings High boys entertaining the Waverly Vikings tonight in the Tiger Den. And Scott Rosno is with us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Okay, Coach, 8-9 on the year after the win the other night at Crete, 49-44. So hit the road the other night, but a nice win there.
Well, it was. You know, I wouldn't say necessarily that we played four quarters, but we played well enough to be in the game going into the fourth quarter. And give this group a lot of credit that they understand the game a whole lot more than we did a year ago, and that's kind of the way you want to be playing the game of basketball in the month of February.
Maybe that second half the other night, a little bit, Coach, you're down by one at halftime. You come out and outscore the Cardinals, what, 19-11 in the third quarter? What was the difference in that third quarter?
Well, big difference was it's just simply being able to score a few points and allow our defense to be able to capitalize to give ourselves an opportunity to get some decent transition. But our kids, I thought, did a little bit better job of being able to match Crete's physical play. Crete comes out and challenges you physically. They've got a good group of kids that are very athletic and play very much in your face. And I thought our kids handled that a little bit. We still turned the ball over a little bit in some key times, but I thought we were a little bit more effective in the times that we did not turn the ball over. We were able to get some interior looks. You know, both teams kind of struggled from the free throw line, so I wouldn't necessarily say it was a pretty basketball game for a Tuesday night in a cold night. Both teams fought hard, and it was that kind of a game, and our kids were able to make just a few more plays than what their kids were able to make. And, Crete's the kind of ball team that they've played a lot of teams tough. And so for us to come away with a road win like that, it was a good win for our kids.
The Tigers go to 8-9 on the basketball season, Coach. And really the 2012 portion of the season, Coach, these guys, is the feel, it's more than a feel, isn't it, Coach, that you're just getting a little bit better with each game, trying to, of course, but you've played the teams you lost to very tough, and you've won a lot of ball games in the 2012 portion of the season. So this team has to be a pretty good feel-good process right now.
Well, this is a mature group of kids, and it's a group of kids with experience. A year ago, we kind of talked to our kids towards the end of the year, and which is about where we're at now. But we told the kids, the difference between us at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year, we were young at the beginning of the year, and we were still young at the end of the year. The difference was that team that had very little experience by the end of the season was able to do a few more things and a few more heady plays and physical plays because of that experience. Well, That same group of kids that has returned at the beginning of the year, we had the experience, and we were not necessarily a young team anymore. In fact, we are very senior oriented. We get some good play from our juniors, but kind of put us in that same scenario. Well, now at the beginning of the year, we were experienced and aged, and now towards the end of the year, you'd like to think that not only are we aged and experienced, but we have a good strong mental idea of how this game needs to be played and how we need to be able to play the game. And so with not only the games that we've played in 2012, but the upcoming schedule, I think our kids are excited and have a good understanding that we have the capabilities of being in a lot of these ball games.
Yeah, these kids, you talk about experience and maybe the leadership and the seniors and the guys that played a lot before. These still are, when it comes right down to it, these are young people, aren't they, Coach? And sometimes it's difficult to mentally be there all the time, and as far as getting better. But that's a very important part of the game, being good upstairs, isn't it?
Well, it is, exactly, and really comes down to the fact of why do we do what we do, and it comes down to the fact of what's the true importance about high school athletics and that competition. And it puts you in a situation where you like to think that you're in a safe environment so that kids are going to be challenged to have to make good decisions in adverse situations and conditions. And that's really what it comes down to with basketball, is you put those kids in as many challenging positions so that they understand that what they're doing is a big part of what the team needs done, and that the team's going to have to call on different individuals at every time, and you don't know who that's going to be. And so you've got to be prepared to answer the call when it's your turn. And different kids, you know, we had a situation the other night where we had a couple of players that just because of the style of the play, it wasn't necessarily near as effective for them. And so we had a couple of guards, Will Reimer and Ty Anderson, come off the bench for us, and they were really big contributors as far as what we were doing, both offensively and defensively. And that just goes to show that regardless of whether you start or whether you come off the bench or whether you play at all, the things that you're doing in practice are going to help out what that team's trying to do.
The Tigers tonight take on the Waverly Vikings. We'll talk about that game in specifics when we come back on this evening's pregame show.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Welcome back to our pregame show before the Hastings High boys and the Waverly Vikings boys high school basketball here this evening. Scott Rosno with us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Okay, coach, what about Waverly? They come in 6-8. They come off a loss to Aurora the other night, 53-44. And what about this Vikings ball club? What's the scouting report?
Well, big key here is if you look at their schedule, they don't necessarily play a whole lot of Class A teams, but they don't play very many C1 schools. And so they're a type of team that because of the schedule they play, it's very Class B oriented, and so Waverly is very much used to being in a lot of games. They may not win all those games, but they understand the things that you have to do down the stretch because you're in a lot of ball games. And so Waverly's going to come in very well coached. They're going to be very deliberate with what they try and do offensively. They understand who does what best on their team, and so those kids are going to be a real big key as far as their scoring opportunities. But the role players on their team do a great job of understanding who they want to get that ball to, and that's what makes them so lethal, is that they are very deliberate and patient. And yet at times if you overplay or if you exert too much energy in the heavy scores area, other kids are going to hurt you as well defensively. They will run 2, 3, 4 different types of schemes at you, and so they keep you very honest on your offensive end of the floor. Coach Nunnally, you know, a lot of it starts with his son at the point guard, who definitely is by no means their leading scorer, but he's a true point guard that establishes what Waverly's trying to do. They've got a couple of nice bigs inside that are decent shot blockers. They're very aggressive on the boards. And so any time that you've got an interior threat, you know, you've got a chance to put a lot of pressure on teams because it keeps you honest, you know, because they're going to have chances to score inside. They're going to have chances to score off of boards. Teams that live solely on the outside, if they're not hot, then it kind of takes some things away. But if teams that are, you know, both on the inside and outside, you know, they're going to be a little bit more honest night in, night out.
Okay, keys for the Tigers tonight to come out on top in this one.
Well, it's going to be real key that we take care of the basketball. It just, you know, I know that sounds so cliche, but it is. It's the true case here, is that the better we take care of the basketball, the more offensive opportunities we're going to have to be able to keep ourselves in a ball game. Equally so, defensively, we've got to be able to communicate. If our kids have a true understanding of what Waverly is trying to do, and we don't do enough things to let each other know how we're going to guard this, then it's not going to matter. If our kids have a true understanding of what Waverly is trying to do and we communicate as we see it going on, we've got a much better chance to stop them from you know, being in the high-scoring range. So, you know, it really comes down to those two things: take care of the ball and be able to communicate on the defensive end.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after this one's over, and talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Blaine.
Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Hastings High and Waverly, that's up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Call 463-4664. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening once again, everyone, and welcome to Hastings High School and high school basketball here tonight from the Tiger Den. The Hastings High boys taking on the Waverly Vikings in this boys' high school game here this evening. I'm Dwayne Bulis. Welcome to high school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Tigers of Hastings High looking to win their second in a row and get back to the 500 mark. They come in with 8 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Tigers, they're in the middle of their three-game week here of basketball. Tuesday night, the Tigers traveled to Crete and beat the Cardinals 49-44. They host Waverly here tonight, and then go to Aurora this coming Saturday night. So the Tigers, for the third time, trying to get back to the 500 mark. They were 2-2 on the year. They fell below 500, tried to get back there a couple of times before, but were defeated by Grand Island Northwest and by Kearney in overtime. But the Tigers over Crete 49-44 on Tuesday to go to 8-9 on the year. In that game, the Tigers trailed by one at halftime, came out and outscored the Cardinals in the third quarter 19-11, and ended up winning the game by 5, 49-44, as Tyler Rebarger led the way with 10 points in that game. Patrick Opperman with 9 for Hastings High, as 9 Tigers reached the scoring column in that victory over Crete. So we are in just about the middle of February, getting closer to tournament time, and the Tigers seek more improvement here and try to get to that 500 mark in the season tonight against the Waverly Vikings. So Scott Rosno's team at 8 wins, 9 losses on the year. The Tigers come in scoring 47 points a game, giving up 44. They've out-rebounded their opponents 28-25. They have committed less turnovers than their opponents by 14 on the basketball season. The leading scorer for Hastings High so far this year, Tyler Rebarger at 8.8 points per game, Patrick Opperman at 8.4, Cade Welkie at 7.4 points per game. Welkie at 5.3 rebounds, and Opperman at 5.4 rebounds lead the way there for the Tigers. The Tigers from three-point range shooting 31%, 41% on all field goals, and 67% from the free throw line. So the Tigers at 8-9 taking on the maroon and the white of the Waverly Vikings. Gary Nunnally's team comes in with 6 wins and 8 losses on the season. They have dropped a couple in a row to Elkhorn South back on January 24th, 55-52. That was in the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament. And then, speaking of Aurora, the Waverly Vikings losing to Aurora this past Monday night at home to Aurora. The Huskies go to Waverly and beat the Vikings 53-44. And Waverly drops to 6-8 on the year, having lost their last two ball games on the season. So it's the Tigers and the Vikings here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers on the evening expected to start Patrick Opperman, a 6'4" senior, Cade Welkie, a 6'2" junior, Tyler Rebarger, a 6'1" junior, and the Tigers tonight expected to start Ty Anderson, a 6'2" senior, and Will Reimer, a 5'10 junior. These two had good games over in Crete the other night. So Anderson and Reimer expected to get the start. And Brady Mankey not starting tonight. Cedric Long also not starting tonight for the Tigers. They've been starting for most of the last six or seven games for Hastings High. But Anderson and Reimer expected to get the start to join Opperman, Welke, and Rebarger in that starting lineup. For the Waverly Vikings, they're expected to start Sam Tavis, a 6'4 junior, Brandon Jansen, a 6'5 junior, Eric Evans, a 6'2 junior, and Nigel Stevenson, a 5'10 senior, and Chris Zabel, a 5'9 senior. We're going to be back with more pregame and the start of this basketball game after this one-minute timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The playing of our national anthem for the Hastings High boys and the Waverly Vikings boys go at it in high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We're going to get a little bit of an earlier start than 7:45 tonight, but that's A-OK. It'll give you a chance for the Vikings to hop on the bus and head back home here this evening on this Thursday night. Hastings High tonight, starting Patrick Opperman, the 6'4" and senior, and will I'll tell you about Patrick a little bit. 8.4 points, 5.4 rebounds. Cade Welke, the 6'2" senior, 7.4 points, 5.3 rebounds. Tyler Rebarger, 8.8 points, 3.3 rebounds for the Tigers. Ty Anderson expected to start tonight. Ty, the 6'2" senior, 3.7 points, 2.3 rebounds per game. And also expected to start tonight, Will Reimer, the 5'10 junior. Will, a 3.4 points per game and one rebound per contest. So it's Opperman, Welke, Rebarger, Anderson, and Reimer for Hastings High. For the visitors from Waverly, up front, and they're pretty big with Brandon Jansen, that 6'5 junior, Sam Tavis, a 6'4 inch junior, and Eric Evans, a 6'2 inch junior, big and young. No seniors up front. Starting up the guard, Nigel Stevenson, a 5'10 senior, and expected to start tonight, Chris Zabel, a 5'9 senior. We say expected to start Zabel. Usually it's the coach's son, Josh Dunnelly, 5'9 sophomore, who usually quarterbacks this team, plays the point guard. He is not starting tonight. He is out there in the warm-ups, doesn't appear to be injured, but Dunnelly not starting. The senior, Chris Zabel, will be starting tonight for the Vikings. He's the 5'9 senior. So it's Tavis, Jansen, Evans, Stevenson and Zabel for the 6-8 Waverly Vikings and the Hastings High Tigers at 8-9. Opperman, Welke, Rebarger, Anderson, and Reimer for the Tigers here tonight. And Hastings High will be hitting the road to Aurora next Saturday night. It's coming Saturday, and then the Tigers will conclude the regular season on this floor on February 18th against Lincoln Pius. So in the final three games for Hastings High, the districts for Hastings High starting on February the 27th. So we're getting near tournament time, and in fact, classes C and D for the girls begin their tournament play next week. So we're in the game number 18 for the Tigers, and the Tigers will have Cade Welke jump center against Sam Tavis of Waverly, and the tip control by the Vikings. The Vikings have that height up front, 6'5", 6'4", 6'2", they'll have the height advantage. The Tigers start out on a man-to-man defense, and Zabel with the basketball now to Eric Evans. Guarded by Ty Anderson, gets the screen, but no shot. The pass inside to Jansen. He will get triple teamed inside, puts it up. Shot going to be rolled off there, no good. And the rebound by Ty Anderson to the Tigers. Tigers shoot the basket to our left here at the Tiger Den. Hastings High School gets the basketball, and the Vikings will start on defense in a man-to-man. Anderson to the baseline, will drive, put it up on the run short with the shot, but he's fouled in the play, and Ty Anderson aggressive to the hoop will go to the line to shoot two for Hastings High School. Foul called. On the Vikings, Eric Evans, that's his first. Anderson to shoot two. Getting the start tonight for the Tigers. Buries the first one and the first point of the game to Hastings High School. 1-0 Tigers. Ty, a 73% free throw shooter. The second one in the air and good. Two for Anderson, two for the Tigers, and they jump out to the 2-0 lead. Tigers with backcourt pressure. It's Jansen in the backcourt. Gives it up there to Eric Evans, the 6'2 junior, to Chris Zabel, the 5'9 senior, into the scoring zone. Zabel now to Stevenson. Nigel with a double team there by the Tigers. Pass inside to Jansen. Now to Evans. Back inside to Jansen, the 6'5 junior, back out for three. It's Stevenson. Takes the shot, passes back out, and the Vikings will set that offense up once again. There's a pass inside to Jansen and a hold in the Tigers. But Jansen a load, 6'5. And the Vikings trying to get that ball inside of their big fella. And Opperman with the hold there on the Tigers commit the foul. And the Vikings will play it in. They do long to Sam Tavis. Tavis now to Stevenson. To Evans. To Stevenson on the wing for three. In the air. In and out. No good rebound Opperman for the Tigers. So the Tigers with two boards here. The screen outs to start at front court. It's Rebarger. 2-0 Tigers. Top of the key Anderson. By Anderson to Opperman. Patrick right side pass to Will Reimer. Reimer gets a screen on top of the key pass to Rebarger to Opperman. Bounce pass on the left wing to Welke. Cade with it. Cross-court pass in the corner to Reimer. No shot there for Will. It's one dribble to Welke to Rebarger as the Tigers control here, leading 2-0 early in our first quarter. Bounce pass inside to Opperman. Back to the basket. Pass back out on the wing to Rebarger. Tighter to the baseline. Top of the key to Reimer for three in the air. Bounces off there. No good. The rebound, Brandon Jansen of the Vikings. Outlet pass to Chris Zabel. Zabel into the front court. Gives up that dribble. Top of the key now to Tavis. Tavis now to Stevenson. Nigel Stevenson for the Waverly Vikings. Inside to Jansen. Works the baseline. Turn, shoot, shot short. Opperman rebound. So Jansen, concerted effort to get it inside to Jansen. Hasn't scored yet. And the Tigers with three defensive rebounds to start this game. Welke works inside against Jansen, puts up a shot off there, no good, but a foul going to be called on that man, Brandon Jansen of Waverly. And Cade Welke will go to the line and shoot two. The Tigers have 2 points, both from the free throw line. 5:45 to go in our first quarter tonight. Welke will throw it up with the left hand, off the back iron and no good. Coming into the game, three new ones for the Vikings. It's going to be Josh Nunley, the 5'9 sophomore. Derek Janicek, a 5'10 senior, and David Katsinas, a 6'2" junior for the Vikings. The three new ones in there for Waverly. Second free throw, good by Welke. Cade makes 1 out of 2. The Tigers, 3 out of 4 from the line, lead it 3-0. Tiger backcourt pressure. Bounce to Katsinas, knocked out of bounds by Patrick Opperman. Vikings will try it again. Derek Janicek to play it in on the near sideline in front of that Waverly bench. Does in the backcourt through Katsinas. Back to Janicek. Pass into the front court. It's going to be grabbed there by Josh Nunley. But Nunley in there, the 5'9 sophomore, usually stars, did not get the start tonight. But there's a pass tipped away. Deflected by Welke. Turnover on the Vikings. Welke drives, puts up a shot and scores. Cade Welke with the field goal. First field goal for the Tigers, but they have 5 points, lead at 5-0. Front court, it's Nigel Stevenson now to Nunley. Nunley with the dribble, left side now. Stevenson's double-teamed and kicked there on the pass by Rebarger. Rebarger with the kick. The Vikings will play it in. Back in starter Eric Evans going out for the Vikings is going to be Derek Janicek. Scepter Duong comes in for the Tigers, the 6-foot senior in, replacing Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger goes out and Duong in. Scepter been starting the last handful of games for the Tigers, but he's checked in. There's an errant pass picked off by Will Reimer. Turnover Vikings. Reimer to Anderson, and a charging foul call on Anderson. By Anderson with the offensive foul, and that'll be the first turnover on the Tigers. That's only not only a foul, it's a turnover. Brandon Jansen had a short breather back in for the Vikings. Sam Tavis goes out. First appearance for the Tigers for Eric Gobrick, a 6'7" junior. Kay Welty goes out, and Eric Gobrick in for the Tigers. Leading 5-0, just about 3 minutes gone in our ballgame, and the Vikings in their maroon and white. Maroon uniforms on the road here. They get it into the front court. There's a pass to Betsinas. Pass inside to Jansen. Double team there. Will put up a shot and score. But Jansen with inside position there. Gets the first field goal for the Vikings, and it's 5-2. Tigers with a little help defense, but Jansen powers it up and in the hole. Reimer front court now to Opperman. Patrick back out to Duong. Scepter to Reimer. Back to Scepter. Left side, as the Vikings have fallen into a zone defense here. Cross-court pass now to Scepter. Duong. Inside pass is tipped out of bounds. And there by Jansen, knocked out of bounds. The Tigers will play it in. Rebarger in, Reimer out for the Tigers. Chris Zabel back in for the Vikings, and Nigel Stevenson goes out. Tigers will throw it in, Scepter Duong to play it in on the far sideline. 4:27 to go. And Sam Tavis, another starter who had a little breather, back in the game for the Vikings. Tigers inbound, and it's Rebarger with the ball. Tigers lead it 5-2. Trying to get their ninth win of the year here this evening. Scepter Duong with it for the Tigers. Top of the key right side to Ty Anderson. Back to Duong. Free throw line to Opperman. Left wing to Rebarger for three. In the air. Off the iron. No good. The rebound by Sam Tavis of Waverly. Tavis now to Nunley. Josh into the front court. To Eric Evans. He's double-teamed there and tied up on the play by Ty Anderson. Evans and Anderson hit the deck. An alternate possession. Jump ball call. It will be Tiger basketball. So that'll be the third turnover on Waverly. And the Tigers will throw it in near the Tiger bench on this near sideline. Hastings 5, Waverly 2. Our boys' high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, the ICS radio, and the Tigers dribble that basketball, but Rebarger steps in the backcourt, so it's a backcourt violation of the Tigers. And it'll be the second turnover on Hastings High. Waverly basketball, they can tie with a three. Josh Nunley with the Tigers in the man-to-man defense. Right side pass now to Tavis. Tavis, a 6'4 junior. Look inside, but no pass there to Jansen. They swing it around to the far corner. Inside down to Jansen. Anderson with the defense. Anderson spins, shoots, and scores. Brandon Jansen with his second field goal. He has all four Waverly points. And it's 5-4 Tigers. Rebarger front court pass now to Anderson. Double teamed at the timeline to Duong, and a timeout call by Scott Rosno. The Tigers getting close to a 5-second call. Timeout Tigers. Dual take one with 3:16 to go, first quarter. Hastings 5, Waverly 4. We're back in 30 seconds.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
3:16 to go in our first quarter. Hastings 5, Waverly 4, but the Vikings have scored the last four. And the Tigers have the basketball. Will Reimer back in. Cade Welty back in for the Tigers. Opperman's on the floor. Rebarger's on the floor. And Scepter Duong's on the floor for the Tigers. They have the ball. Welty has it near the timeline as it bounced off his knee. But Cade retrieves it to Reimer. Man-to-man defense now by the Vikings. They've been man, zone, and back-to-man here this evening in this first quarter. Tigers work the offense here with a one-point lead with 2:50 to go in period number one. Rebarger, Duong, Scepter in the left corner. A couple of dribbles. Dishes off to Reimer. Will, a 17-footer, kind of a fadeaway. 17 fading to his left. Shot missed, no good. Rebound out of there by Eric Evans, and the Vikings can go ahead for the first time in this game. Nunley, Josh Nunley, front court. Reimer with the defense. Right side pass now to Sam Tavis. Tavis lob inside is too strong for Jansen. He is fouled from behind, though, as Brandon Jansen hit the floor. He's fouled from behind by Scepter Duong, so the Tigers pick up the foul there. Team's second non-shooting situation, Ty Anderson out. And Patrick Opperman back in for, Eric Gobrick in for the Tigers. Vikings play it in from underneath their own basket, and Eric Evans has the ball. Double team there. Evans double team, lost control of it, but he grabs it back, passes in the corner. Shot for three in the corner is going to be no good by Chris Sable. Rebound by Jansen, puts up a shot, no good this time. Ball bounces out to Tavis. He will drive, shoot, and score. Sam Tavis with the drive. If he scores in the first lead of the night for the Vikings, 6-5, 2 minutes to go in period number one. Pass front court to Reimer. Reimer now to Gobert. He will drive, shoot, and score. Eric Gobert with the drive, and Jansen did not really contest it. Didn't want to pick up his second foul, and so Gobert with the field goal. Jansen now dishes a shot for three in the air by Evans. It's good, Eric Evans. First field goal of the night for Evans, and it's a three, and it's now 9-7 Vikings with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Then court, it's Rebarger. Rebarger to Reimer for the Tigers. Will cross-court pass to Scepter Duong. Top of the key now to Rebarger. Tyler in the lane will take a 14-footer. Be off there, no good. The long rebound grabbed by Chris Zabel of the Vikings. They lead 9-7 with 1:12 to go in our first quarter. Vikings with the basketball inside to Tavis, and he's fouled from behind by Hastings High. Looks like on Cade Welke. It will be on Cade. Patrick Opperman back in for the Tigers. Derek Janicek, the senior, in for the Vikings. Gobert goes out for Hastings High, and Eric Evans out for the Vikings. Jansen goes out. Katsinas comes in. David Katsinas in for the Vikings. They'll play it in. They do in the corner to Stevenson. Nigel with it. Gives up his dribble now in the corner. Pass in the lane to Tavis. He puts up a scoop shot. Off there, no good. A battle for it. Rebound Katsinas. His shot, no good. And Will Reimer grabs it for the Tigers. Couple of chances there for the Vikings. Can't convert. Front court now. Reimer with 50 seconds to go. First quarter. Tigers down by 2. 9-7. Waverly. Rebarger inside to Welke. Cade will drive. A little hop step and a travel there on Welke. The Tigers' third turnover. Ty Anderson will report in for Scepter Duong for the Hastings High Tigers. 40 seconds to go, first quarter, 9-7. The visitors from Waverly with the lead. And they'll come the length of the floor. There's a pass deflected and stolen by Welke. Slips down and hit the sideline, so couldn't convert on the steal there. And the Vikings will play it in once again. On the near sideline at the Vikings bench, Derek Janicek to throw it in for Waverly. And he does the tweeze and gets the ball back. Does Janicek from Tavis. Sam Tavis to Derek Janicek. Janicek front court for the Vikings to Stevenson. 15-footer long, no good. The long rebound to Janicek. To Zabel. Vikings control. They may hold for the final shot here with 20 seconds to go. Gary Nunley, the coach, up and ball's out of play, and the Vikings going to hold it here because Zabel, 2-point lead in the basketball. Zabel now with the dribble. Spins to the free throw line. Dishes in the corner now to Stevenson from there for three, and it's good. Michael Stevenson for three. 12-7, Waverly. Backcourt to the timeline. Long throw goes off the backboard there by Tyler Rebarger. That's the end of the first quarter. After one, Waverly comes from 5-0 down. After one, the Vikings lead the Tigers. Waverly 12, Hastings High 7. Back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. One quarter in the books. It's 12-7 in favor of Waverly. They have the basketball to start this second quarter. They come from 5-0 down. Now have a 12-7 lead, and the Tigers get the steal there. Turnover on the Vikings. Patrick Opperman to Ty Anderson. Tyler Rebarger also out there. Scepter Duong, Cade Welke for Hastings High. Down 12-7. Rebarger has it tipped away out of bounds, and it's off of Nigel Stevenson for the Vikings. So the Tigers will play it in. Stevenson's out there. Josh Nunley on the floor. Brandon Jansen, Eric Evans, and Sam Tavis for the Vikings. Tiger basketball down by 5 here now, 12-7. Rebarger into the front court to Anderson, deep in the right corner. The Duong will take the 3 in the air by Scepter. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Scepter Duong with 3, the Tigers' first 3. They cut the lead to 2, 12-10. Vikings backcourt. It's Nigel Stevenson across that timeline for the Vikings. He will drive all the way into the lane. Puts up a scoop shot on the run. No good. Rebound Anderson. Anderson to Rebarger. Front court now to Duong. Scepter with it. Will stop and pop again for 3. In the hole again. 2 in a row over Scepter Duong. And the Tigers, just like that, have the lead 13-12. There's a foul on Hastings High in the backcourt. The Tigers with full court pressure. Scepter picks up a foul. That's his second foul. So 2 threes now in a row here by Duong, and going out of the game is Josh Nunley coming in. Chris Zabel for the Vikings. Duong now will go out because he picked up his second foul. So Scepter will take a seat on the bench. He's hit 2 threes in a row, giving the Tigers the lead again. We played 1 minute of the second quarter. Will Reimer in for Scepter Duong for Hastings High. Vikings basketball in the front court. Zabel with it. Chris Zabel for Waverly to Stevenson. Nigel Stevenson. The top of the key, right side to Eric Evans. In the corner now, he's able inside to Sam Tavis. He will turn, shoot with the right hand, no good, but the defense comes over to help there and left all alone to get the rebound and score. It's Brandon Jansen, and he has 6, and the Vikings back in the lead, 14-13. Waverly, 6-8 on the year. The Tigers have it in the front court, and a foul going to be called on Waverly as Kate Welke grabs that basketball. Nigel Stevenson picks up the foul for Waverly. Waverly is an all-class B schedule except for Ashland Greenwood, a C1 team. Every other team on their schedule is in Class B, so they've got 6 wins on the year. They've defeated York, Blair, Gretna, Platteview, Seward, and Ashland Greenwood. 8 losses on the season for the Waverly Vikings. Tiger basketball trailing 14-13. Anderson underneath to Opperman, and it's good. Nice assist there. Ty Anderson, first field goal by Patrick Opperman. 15-14 Tigers, driving is Stevenson. Back out to Jansen, and he travels. Brandon Jansen got that ball about 20 feet from the hoop, headed for the hoop, but travels. Quick turnover on the Vikings. Tavis goes out. David Katsinas comes in for the Vikings. Anderson on the floor with Welke, Opperman, Reimer, and Rebarger for the Tigers, leading 15-14, and a good one here tonight at the Tiger Den. 5:50 to go in period number 2. There's a pass to Welke on the baseline. Into the lane is Cade. Tipped away from him. He goes to the floor, tries to get ball to a teammate. Does to Reimer. Will saves it on the far sideline to Anderson. Now to Rebarger, and the Tigers will start over again on offense. Rebarger now between the rings, calls out a play from Scott Rosno on the sideline here. Rebarger, left side to Reimer, inside to Opperman, working the baseline. Patrick, scoop shot up and good. Nice shot up and under there by Opperman. He has 4 this quarter. And the Tigers lead back up to 3 at 17-14. So back and forth we go here in this first quarter. Waverly basketball. It's Zabel now. Long 3 top of the key. He's going to be banked in by Eric Evans. 2 threes for Evans with the left hand. He ties it at 17. He banks that one in from about 20 feet away. 5 minutes to go, first half, 17-17 tie. At the timeline is Anderson. Ball tipped away from him. A pass underneath down to Opperman. He will shoot and score. Sixth this quarter for Patrick Opperman, 19-17 Tigers. Tigers work out of that double team and find Opperman all alone under the bucket, and Patrick gets his third field goal in the quarter. Driving is Evans. He'll put up a shot. No good, but Eric Evans, the 6'2 junior, fouled in the play, and he'll go to the line and shoot a pair for Waverly. Second foul on Patrick Opperman, so he has two, Cedric Long has two. Waverly aggressive to that hoop. Brandon Jansen, 6'5 junior. Sam Cave, a 6'4 junior. They've been working inside. Now Evans, the 6'2 junior, he's made a couple of threes. He headed for the hoop that time, got fouled. And he makes the first free throw to make it 19-18. So Eric Evans now with seven. Sam Tavis back in for the Vikings and Josh Nunley. Septic Long back in the first appearance for Brogan Shea, the 6'4 senior for Hastings High. Second free throw by Evans, going to be long, no good. Jansen gets the rebound, grabs it for the Vikings down here, 19-18. Tigers by one, but an offensive rebound there for the Vikings. But Jansen, 6'5", will have that height advantage all leaving long. There's a pass deflected, but the Vikings grab it. This is able. There's a pass inside and 10 for Evans, knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, and the Vikings to throw it in. 4:20 to go before halftime, 19-18, Hastings High. This team is led by as many as five. Pass underneath, a shot by Tavis is good. Inbound play, the pass to Tavis, and it's 20-19. Waverly back out on top. Front court, Will Reimer for Hastings High, man-to-man Viking defense in the second quarter. Duong with it, Scepter deep on the right wing. To Reimer, left side to Cade Welke. He's behind the three-point arc, bounce pass inside to Brogan Shea, turns on the baseline, 12-footer, going to be off there, no good. And grabbed by Chris Zabel. Zabel for the Vikings into the scoring zone to our right here at Hastings High School. To Eric Evans. 3:45 to go before halftime. Lob inside is going to be too strong. Picked off by Welke. And then pass there. Welke with the steal. Turnover number six on Waverly. The Tigers with only three. On court, it's Welke. Cade with it. Free throw line pass to Brogan Shea. Brogan bounce pass. Top of the key to Reimer to Duong. Scepter right wing inside to Welke. He'll head for the hoop, pass underneath of Shea, fakes, shot blocked out of bounds by Brandon Jansen. Even with the fake, Jansen able to block that one. And Eric Gobrick, the 6'7 junior, will come in for Hastings High, going out Cade Welke. Rebarger also checks in, Tyler Rebarger. David Kastinas will come in for the Vikings. The Tigers have Gobrick, Shea, Reimer, Rebarger, and Dwang on the floor. 20-19 Waverly. Tigers throw it into Scepter Dwang. Scepter to Rebarger to Dwang to Reimer against now his own defense to Brogan Shea. Out to Rebarger for three in the air. In and out. No good. Grabbed on the rebound by Sam Tavis of the Vikings. Tavis now to Stevenson. In the corner to Derek Janicek. To Tavis. Vikings control with a 1-point lead. 2:58 to go. Stevenson top of the key goes to his left now. Back now to his right. This is to Josh Nunley. Nunley to the top of the key for the Vikings. 2:45 to go. 1-point Waverly lead. Bounce pass down to Katsinas. Katsinas to Tavis. Gets a screen. Tavis tied up. Gets rid of the basketball. Goes to the far sideline and out of bounds. The Tigers force a turnover there. Number 7 on Waverly. Ty Anderson and Cade Welke in for Hastings High. After Dwayne goes out, Brogan Shea goes out. Welke, Anderson, Rebarger, Gobrick, and Reimer. The Tigers try the different combinations. Brandon Jansen back in for Sam Tavis for Waverly. 20-19 Waverly. 2:35 to go. Adam Settle girls and boys in action tonight against Ravenna. We will have that girls' final for you during halftime of our game, and the boys to follow at Adam Central gym tonight. Tiger basketball down by one, 2:20 to go. Rebarger with it at the top of the key for Hastings High. Either to Reimer, to Welke, deep in the right corner, back to Rebarger, and he's fouled on the play there by Derek Janicek. Rebarger foul, only the fourth team foul on Waverly. The Tigers have six, so the Tigers will throw it in on the far sideline. Sam Tavis back in. Eric Evans back in for Waverly. Chris Zabel back in. Janicek, Katsinas, and Josh Nunley go out for Coach Gary Nunley's Waverly Vikings. The Tigers have the basketball in the scoring zone with 2:05 to go in period number 2, 20-19. Waverly. There's a pass stolen by Eric Evans. He will drive, shoot, and score. Evans has 6 this quarter, 9 in the game, and the Vikings have the lead 22-19. Vikings closed the first quarter well, closing the second quarter. Lead back up now to 3. Ball tipped away from Goffert, grabbed in the backcourt by Ty Anderson, and there's going to be a foul on the play on the Tigers as they go for that loose ball. They call a foul, I believe, on Eric Goffert. There's a loose ball there, and the Tigers headed for it, and foul called on the Tigers. Eric Goffert. He was trying to get that loose ball. That's the 17th foul, and the Vikings are going to go for the one and bonus. Brandon Jansen's going to go to the line for the one and one. Logan Shea back in for Hastings High. 1:42 to go before halftime, 22-19. Vikings and Jansen's free throw up and good. He'll earn the bonus. That's 7 for Jansen. Jansen with 7. Eric this Evans with 9. Vikings now with a 4-point lead, 23-19. Second free throw up by Jansen is good. Makes them both. He has 4 this quarter, 8 in the game, and the Vikings get their second 5-point lead of the game. It's 24-19 with 1:35 to go in the first half. Reimer into the scoring zone for Hastings High. Will with it into Brogan Shea. Bounce pass underneath to Welke. He will shoot and score. Nice assist there by Brogan Shea. That's 5 for Cade Welke, and it's 24-21 to Waverly. They bring it into the scoring zone. Chris is able now to Eric Evans. 1:15 clock runs. Evans to the hoop. Lost control and a whistle and a travel on Eric Evans that time. The 8th turnover on Waverly. Still the Tigers with just 3. 1:13 to play before halftime. Waverly 24, Hastings 21. Tigers head to Aurora on Saturday night. It'll be a girls-boys doubleheader to Hastings High girls at Omaha Scott tomorrow night. Postponed game from last week will play tomorrow night. Tiger basketball, front court at Rebarger. Tyler puts up a 15-footer and scores. Tyler Rebarger, his first field goal of the game. Tigers sit back within one, 24-23 with 48 seconds to go in the first half. So a good one in the close one here tonight. From the wing for 3, Tavis going to be an air ball, and out of bounds it goes. So Tigers will have the ball with 41 seconds to go, down by 1, 24-23. Will they choose to go for one shot? We will see. 2 5-point leads for Waverly in the game. A 5-0 start for Hastings High in this game. They've led by as many as 5. So we've been close all the way. Tigers in the front court, 30 seconds to go. Reimer now to Welke, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tavis. And it'll be Tiger basketball with 28 seconds to go in the first half. 24-23. Waverly, Rebarger to throw it in the corner. Does to Ty Anderson. Between the rings, Ty with it with 25 seconds to go. Now to Rebarger. Rebarger dribbles it out between the rings. The Tigers now looks like going to play for one shot here. Final 15 seconds. Rebarger with it. Tyler still in the dribble. Pass now to Will Reimer with 10 seconds to go. And the Tigers will go into the motion on the offense here. Got to get the field goal to get ahead here. Rebarger long 3, top of the key, off there, no good. Long rebound to Welke. 15-footer in the air, in the hole, to end the first half. So the Tigers missed the 3, but they get the long rebound. And Cade Welke grabbed it and took a 15-footer and hit it to end the first half of play. And Hastings High will go off the floor with the lead here at halftime. After the first 16 minutes, the Tigers of Hastings 25, the Vikings of Waverly 24. Back to talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. We're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Bulis with you, and we got a good one going here. The Tigers of Hastings High lead the Waverly Vikings by the score of 25-24. Kind of back and forth we've gone the entire first half of this game, and neither team with a lead of more than 5 points in the contest. And the Tigers get a field goal as time expires in that first half from Cade Welke to go up 25-24 here at halftime. Hastings High came out and scored the first 5 points of the game. Three free throws and a field goal. The Tigers had their biggest lead of the first half at 5-0. Then the Vikings came back and scored the next six, went ahead 6-5. Tigers go up 7-6, but the Vikings scored at the last six of the first quarter, and Waverly led after one, 12-7. That was their first five-point lead. A back-and-forth we win in the second quarter as the Tigers had 18 points in that second quarter, outscoring the Vikings 18-12 in that second period of play. Vikings led 12-7 to start the quarter. Hastings High got ahead 13-12. Vikings come back and go ahead 14-13. Tigers 15-14, 17-14. We were tied at 17. Tigers lead it 19-18. Waverly goes up 20-19, 22-19, 24-19. And the Tigers ended up scoring the last 6 points of the first half to take a one-point lead. Again, the Tigers missed a three with about 5 seconds to go, and the rebound, as they do on three-point field goals, it seems a lot. That long rebound off the back iron came to about the free-throw line, and Cade Welke grabbed it there for the Tigers, and he was basically all alone and made a 15-footer, put the Tigers up 25-24. Here at halftime, the Tigers complete that first half on a six-point run. For Hastings High School, led in that first half by Cade Welke's 7 points, including two at the end of the second quarter. Six apiece for Sepper Duong and Patrick Opperman. Now, Patrick had all six of his in the second quarter, and Sepper Duong had 2 3-point field goals in a row up and down the floor for the Tigers. So two possessions, two threes for Duong. He has six, Opperman six. Welke was 7 and 2 apiece for Tyler Rebarger, Ty Anderson, and Eric Gavrick tonight. Will Reimer and Brogan Shea also played and did not score for the Tigers. And we have not seen any appearance by Brady Menke, and I do not know if that's an injury or what exactly the situation is. Hopefully we'll have a chance to ask Coach maybe about that after the ball game on the coaches. A post-game show. Stay tuned for that on our Player of the Game after our play-by-play coverage here. So for the Tigers, Cade Welke with 7, Sepper Duong with 6, Patrick Opperman with 6, 2 apiece for Tyler Rebarger, Ty Anderson, and Eric Gobert. The Tigers with 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and I have them for only 3 first-half turnovers. For the Waverly Vikings, 9 points for Eric Evans, 8 points for Brandon Jansen. Those two guys have 17 of the 24 for the Vikings. Now Jansen, the 6'5" junior, had 2 field goals in the first quarter and field goal and 2 free throws in the second. He has 8. Eric Evans with 2 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal and 1 out of 2 from the line. Evans with 9. Jansen with 8. 4 points for Sam Tavis and a 3-point field goal for Nigel Stevenson for the Vikings. So 9 for Evans to lead the way. Brandon Jansen with 8. The Vikings also 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. I have them for 8 turnovers in that first half. So a close one throughout this first half. Neither team with more than a five-point lead, and the Tigers get a bucket to end that first half. As Cade Welke hit it and time expired right after that shot was made, and we're at halftime with the score. Hastings High 25 and Waverly 24 here tonight. High school basketball for city teams tonight. The only other action involving city teams for Hastings is Adams Central. They're hosting a Ravenna in a doubleheader at Patriots Gym tonight. The girls' game is over, and Ravenna shut out of the Adams Central Lady Patriots in the second quarter of that game tonight. Built up a big 21-point halftime lead, and Ravenna goes on to beat Adams Central in girls' in action tonight, 62-25. So Ravenna 62, Adams Central 25 in the girls' game tonight. The boys' game just getting started. Of course, number one ranked in Class C2 are the Ravenna Blue Jays, and they're taking on the Adams Central Patriots as the Patriots try to break a losing streak here tonight. Tough assignment against the Ravenna Blue Jays tonight in that boys' game. Those games on Platte River Radio's The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5 tonight. We're basketballing here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, another member of the, of course, the network of stations of Platte River Radio. And tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS Radio will be the St. Cecilia boys traveling to Grand Island Central Catholic to take on the Crusaders. 7:30 pregame, 7:45 tip-off tomorrow. You can hear that one on 1230 KHAS Radio. And then the Heartland Hoops Classic is this Saturday. We'll have all eight games for you this Saturday. The first five will be on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN, and the final three on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR FM. So listen to the Heartland Hoops Tournament. Great to see Adams Central involved in that. Donovan Trumbull, a whole slew of teams. Sutton Mustangs, some great games over there. It'll start at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The final game scheduled to start at 9:15. Saturday night. Gilbert will be in that 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. game this coming Saturday. So head over to the Heartland Hoops Classic for a day and an evening of basketball in Grand Island. We'll have another half to go here with Hastings High leading Waverly 25-24. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we will have the third quarter play-by-play for you. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
Second half about ready to begin here at the Tiger Den. Hastings High 25, Waverly 24. The Tigers send out to start this third quarter Patrick Hoffman, Tyler Rebarger, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson, Cade Welke. For the visitors in the maroon and white of the Waverly Vikings, they'll start Brandon Jansen, Chris Zabel, Nigel Stevenson, Eric Evans, and Sam Tavis are the 10 that start the game. Start the third quarter. Tiger basketball, they'll shoot the basket to our right here in front of the Tiger bench, and the Tigers will lose the basketball in the first possession. A little pressure there. The trapping pressure by the Vikings forces a turnover, so that's a change in the defense right there, right off the get-go, and the first force a turnover to the Vikings in the fourth of the night for the Tigers. Vikings basketball down by one, and there's a five-second call. Good defense there by the Tigers. Patrick Hopperman on Brandon Jansen forces a five-second call. That's a turnover on Waverly, and it'll be basketball for the Tigers. So the team's trade turnovers to start this third quarter. Now the Vikings go to this 1-3-1 trap here, and they have the big guy, 6'5", Brandon Jansen, playing the top of this 1-3-1 zone. We'll use the long arms and legs of Brandon Jansen and try to force some trapping situations on the Tigers. So the Tigers will have to try to find the open man out of this trap here, and they have the basketball. They inbound it. Reimer to Opperman to Rebarger. 16-footer will be off, no good. Anderson there, Kent grabbed the rebound. Been saved by the Vikings, but it goes to Rebarger. 12-footer is going to be off there, no good. Grabbed by Wilkins. Another offensive rebound for the Tigers, and they'll try it again. Reimer for three, top of the key. This one's no good. Three chances all come up empty for the Tigers. They lead by one. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. 25-24. Lob inside to Brandon Jansen. Works on Opperman. Good defense there by Patrick, and a whistle and a travel. And Jansen. So Jansen turns it over for the second time this quarter. Patrick Opperman playing good defense there inside for the Tigers, giving away about inch or two there to Jansen. Jansen listed at 6'5", Opperman at 6'4", but Brandon seems taller out there. Rebarger's pass kicked out of bounds by Eric Evans of the Vikings, and the Tigers will throw it in. No scoring yet in this third quarter. Hastings 25, Waverly 24. Inbounds pass for the Tigers into the backcourt to Will Reimer, runs it down there. Front court pass now to Rebarger. Tyler with it. Gives up his dribble. Full line pass to Opperman. Patrick to Rebarger. Back to Opperman inside. Back out to Rebarger. Tipped away and out of bounds. There's the long arms of Brandon Jansen. He knocks that one out of bounds. And the Tigers will once again play it in. The Tigers have to do a little adjusting here on the against this 1-3-1 zone for the Vikings. They inbound it into the backcourt again to Rebarger. Tyler with the basketball and in the scoring zone now to Will Reimer. Reimer for the Tigers. The Rebarger back to Will. Pointer to Welke. Cross-court pass now to Rebarger. 16-footer up by Tyler's good. Tyler Rebarger with his second field goal. Tigers have the lead at 27-24. Patient on the offense there. They're up by three. 2 minutes gone in period number three. Sam Tavis with it near the baseline for the Vikings. He'll try to put up the shotgun rolled in. So Tavis over Welke there. 6 points for Tavis. 27-26, Tigers by one. Free throw line, it's Opperman. Opperman to Rebarger. Inside to Anderson. Ty will put up the shot short, but he's fouled in the play. So Ty Anderson gets a spot a couple feet from the bucket, and he put it up and fouled in the play. Foul on Nigel Stevenson, number two on him. Ty Anderson to the free throw line to shoot a pair for the Tigers. Ty, two out of two from the line, has 2 points on the evening. He'll throw up two here. First one up, and this one's good. 28-26, Tigers. First substitution of this half by either team. Josh Nunley, the 5'9 sophomore, in for Nigel Stevenson for Coach Gary Nunley of Waverly. Anderson's second free throw's up. Good again. 4 out of 4 from the line. 4 points for Ty. 29-26, Tigers. Scepter Duong in, and Ty Anderson out for Hastings High School. Tigers will have a little backcourt man-to-man pressure themselves. Inbound it to Jansen. Jansen now to Eric Evans, and Evans will bring it across the timeline. The 6'2" junior. Right side pass now to Nunley. To Tavis on the baseline. Works it inside. Puts up the shot. Before that shot, a foul going to be whistled on the Tigers of Hastings High. Cade Welke picks up the foul. That's his second. Opperman 2, Duong 2, Welke 2. Fouls for the Tigers. Evans inbounds to Tavis. Back to Evans. Puts up the shot with the left hand off the glass. Pretty shot there by Eric Evans. He has 11. 29-28. But Tavis, Jansen, and Evans, they can score for the Vikings. They have 11, 8, and 6. Their front court, all juniors. They have different options in that offense. Reimer with it, tipped away by Evans. Steal there, turnover Tigers. Evans will drive, put up the shot with the right hand, rolls in. Eric Evans with his second field goal in a row, he has 13, and the Vikings go back in the lead at 30-29. Tigers in the front court. It's Strong in the corner, inside to Opperman. Works the baseline, shot going to be short, no good. Welke tries to grab it, and walks out of bounds, but it's off of Sam Tavis of the Vikings. David Katsinas and Nigel Stevenson in for the Vikings. Junior 6'7", Eric Gobrick in for Hastings High. Kay Welke goes out. Will Reimer goes out. Ty Anderson back in for the Tigers. Tigers to play it in. Derek Janicek, 5'10", senior, in for the Vikings. Eric Evans goes out. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Waverly 30, Hastings High 29. Long the inbounds pass to Opperman. Now to Anderson. The Tigers will set up against the out of the inbounds play man-to-man defense of the Vikings. Now they go in to a zone here. Anderson, 15-footer off the iron, no good. And the rebound, Anderson gets it in the lane to Gobrick. Eric with it. Back out to Ty Anderson. Anderson is fouled as he headed for the hoop. Foul on the Vikings with 4:25 to go. Derek Janicek picks up his second. Tigers have played in on the near sideline. Two fouls on Waverly. Just half one on the Tigers. Anderson throws it in to Rebarger. Receptor Dwan. The Rebarger. Now 2-3 zone this time out for the Vikings. Anderson with it to Rebarger. Kind of fakes left, goes right. Anderson for three from the wing. Rolls around and down. Three-pointer for Ty Anderson. He has seven. And the Tigers go back out in front, 32-30. Halfway through the third quarter, 32-30, Hastings High. Nigel Stevenson to Katsinas. Canonley inside to Jansen. He'll put up a five-footer, going to be short. Gobrick with the rebound. Gobrick out in the pass to Rebarger. Trying to front court for Hastings High. Receptor Duong back to Rebarger. Right side to Anderson. By Anderson, cross-court pass to Duong. He'll take the three from there. It's going to be this one's off, no good. Knocked out of bounds off of Ty Anderson and the Tigers, and we'll be liking basketball. Eric Evans back in. Sam Tavis back in for the Vikings. Brandon Jansen goes out. Derek Janicek goes out. Waverly basketball. Tiger lead 32-30. Down it to Tavis. Davis back to Eric Evans for the Vikings. He's crossed the timeline. Tigers in a man-to-man defense. Ty Anderson on the defense of Evans. Gives it up to Josh Nunley. Duong with the defense there. Nunley gives up his dribble. Katsinas right side to Stevenson. Inside to Tavis. Spins on the baseline. Puts up the shot. Will roll down and good. And Tavis with eight in the game. Concentrating on Tavis inside this third quarter. It was Jansen the first quarter. Now Tavis the third quarter. He ties it at 32. Tigers front court. Anderson to Opperman. Off of the key pass now to Rebarger to Anderson. Again, it's a 2-3 zone by the Vikings. Off of the key Rebarger to Gobrick. 12-footer. Short. No good. Dr. Duong saves it to Gobrick. Good save there by Duong. Out in the pass. Off of the key to Anderson. To Rebarger. Tigers will start it again with 2:38 to go. Beside Duong. Scepter. He is fouled in the play. Controls on the defense there. Nigel Stevenson, that's his third. Cade Welke, Will Reimer back in for the Tigers. Brandon Jansen. And Chris Zabel in for the Vikings. So two for each team come in. Gobrick out there with Anderson. Reimer, Welke, and Duong for the Tigers. By Anderson with a basketball. To Scepter Duong. To Anderson, and he traveled. Too quick there on that first step for Ty. Sixth turnover in the Tigers. Basketball back with the Vikings. We're tied at 32 with 2:28 to go in the third quarter. This one is going to come down to the end here the way it looks. We haven't been separated by more than 5 points in this game. A good boys high school basketball game, and the Tigers have the foul call on Scepter Duong. Too tight there on the defense. That's three on Scepter. With 2:22 to go in the third quarter, and the Vikings throw it in. Josh Nunley has it to Eric Evans to Tavis. Inside to Jansen. Low, high, low post there inside to Jansen, and he scores 10 points. The Vikings put a lot of pressure on you with Tavis and Jansen and Evans. Evans can shoot well from the outside. The other two guys mainly working inside. That was a high-low post, and it worked there. The Vikings lead 34-32. Gobrick to Welke. Cade underneath pass to Gobrick. And shot up and good. Nice pass. Welke assist. Gobrick, the beneficiary. He gets his second field goal, and we're tied again at 34. Front court Vikings basketball. Just Zabel with it. To Evans for three with a left hand in and out. No good. Tipped around, grabbed there by Welke. Will Peter Reimer. We're tied at 34 with 1:30 to go in the third quarter. By Anderson. Receptor Duong. Back to Anderson. Lost control of it. It'll go into the backcourt. Anderson goes for it. He touches the basketball into backcourt violation. The Tigers turn it over there on fourth air number 7. Janicek in, Nunley out for the Vikings. Tyler Rebarger in, Scepter Duong out for the Tigers. Vikings basketball. They'll throw it in right in front of their bench. Eric Evans to play it in. We're tied at 34 with 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Tigers in the man-to-man. Jansen with it. Shot put up by Zabel for 3 is going to be no good. It's a good position there and the rebound by Tyler Rebarger for Hastings High. 1:08 to go. Clock runs third quarter and the travel on the Tigers. Another unforced error. Tyler Rebarger wanted to pass that basketball. But Ty Anderson wasn't looking and Rebarger had to travel. And there's a timeout on the floor. Gary Nunley and Waverly want and get a timeout. We'll take one with 1:07 to go third quarter. Hastings 34, Waverly 34, back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1:07 to go, third quarter. Hastings and Waverly tied at 34. Reminder for you, girls classes C1, C2, D1, D2 sub-district start next week. And we'll have the Adams Central Gibbon sub-district C19 game from Lynn Farrell Arena on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. That'll begin our tournament coverage next Monday night about 6:45. So tournament basketball for the girls starts next week. Vikings in the front court. They lose control of the ball. Tyler Rebarger grabs it. He's tied up, and it will stay with the Vikings, so the Vikings avoid the turnover. As they lost control of that ball, but Rebarger was tied up, and the Vikings will throw it in underneath their own basket. 56 seconds to go, third quarter. We are tied at 34. Chris is able to throw it in for the Vikings. Does inside it to Tavis. His shot will go down, and he's fouled. So Sam Tavis gets that inbounds pass. Shoots, scores, and he's fouled, and the Vikings lead 36-34. Tavis with 6 this quarter, 10 in the game. Foul called on Patrick Opperman, who's checked in, and that's his third. The Tigers in a little bit of foul trouble. 3 for Opperman, 3 for Duong. There's a missed free throw, but Jansen gets the offensive rebound. The Tigers can't control that basketball. Evans shot up and good with the left hand. Eric Evans with 6 this quarter. 15 in the game for Evans. He's a low. He's got some muscle on him, and Evans muscled that one in. The Vikings get a 4-point play out of the deal and lead at 38-34. Tigers in the front court. They're down by 4 now. It's Reimer to Rebarger to Duong to Welke. Inside to Opperman. We'll put up a 7-footer and score. Patrick Opperman with 8. First field goal of the half, 38-36 Waverly. Front court Vikings with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jansen with it to Zabel. 10 seconds, the Vikings will hold for the final shot. They're up by 2. Zabel with it. Bounce pass inside. Grabbed by Tavis. Off the hands there of the Vikings. Going to the floor is Opperman. Couple players on the floor. Tigers come out of there with it, and the third quarter comes to an end. So the Vikings can't get a shot off, and the Tigers can't control it to get one off. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. Waverly, 38. Hastings High, 36. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Waverly leads Hastings High by the score of 38-36 after three quarters of play. Eric Evans with 6 points in that third quarter. He has 15 to lead the Vikings. His front court teammate, Sam Tavis, with 10. He had 6 that quarter. And Brandon Jansen, the pivot player, has 10. So they have 35 of the 38 Waverly points. 8 in the game for Patrick Opperman, 7 for Cade Welke, 7 for Ty Anderson, 6 for Scepter Duong for the Tigers. 38-36. Tigers with the basketball to start this fourth quarter. Cade Welke, Scepter Duong, Tyler Rebarger, Patrick Opperman, and Will Reimer. So here we go. Final quarter underway. Waverly by 2. Again, neither team has had a lead of more than 5 in this game. Duong with it. It's man-to-man defense to start this quarter by the Vikings. Opperman with it. Patrick with a couple of dribbles down to Duong. Scepter with it. The free throw line. We'll dribble it back out. Pass to Reimer. To Rebarger. 15-footer. Tyler's good. Tyler Rebarger. He has 6. And we're tied at 38. 38-38. Tigers backcourt pressure. There's a foul in the backcourt. Wow, the fourth foul on Patrick Opperman. The ball was inbound, and Opperman with the foul picks up his fourth with 7:24 to go. That one about 85 feet from the basket. So that one hurts the Tigers, of course, there, and Opperman will sit down. And the Tigers will go fall back on defense. Golden Shea checked in for Opperman. Patrick with 4 fouls and 8 points. Vikings basketball, they're in the scoring zone. Eric Evans with it. Evans cross-court pass out to Josh Nunley. And 3 guys have scored all the 3 points for the Vikings. They're big fellas up front. They're all juniors. There's the pass now to Nunley. This turn, shoot, and score. Now Tavis from Nunley. 12 for Sam Tavis. 8 this half. Waverly 40. Hastings High 38. Inside-outside play there by the Vikings. And they hit the hurt on the defense right there. Welke inside puts up a shot. It rolls off. No good, but he fouled. Cade Welke's shot will go down. It will go to the line to shoot 2. First foul on Sam Tavis. Cade Welke to the line to shoot 2. He has 7 on the night. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. 40-38 Waverly. And Brandon Jansen. Excuse me, Sam Tavis comes off the bench. Holding his chest. Might have caught an elbow. Tavis has to go out. David Katsinas comes in. Welke's free throw is in and out, no good. So Cade misses the first. Waverly still lead by 240-38. 6:41 to go in regulation. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, the ICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Welke's second free throw in and out. Battle on the baseline, grabbed by Brandon Jansen. But Tigers miss a couple there. Could have tied it. Both of them in and out. And the Vikings control the basketball in the scoring zone. It's Josh Nunley. Right side now to Jansen. In the corner to Katsinas. Back to Brandon Jansen. Jansen to Eric Evans. Will take an 18-footer. Going to be in and out. No good. Another in and out shot. And the Tigers rebound Welke now to Reimer. Front court Tigers. Evans knocks it away and out of bounds. Eric crashes into the bench. Knocks a Tiger player over. A couple chairs flying around. Eric Evans, he ought to be a tight end somewhere. But, you know, he's got the muscle on him, and he went flying into the Tiger bench. Everybody's A-OK. And Evans knocked it out of bounds in basketball to the Tigers as Sam Tavis checks back in and Chris Zabel for the Vikings. Tiger basketball, they're down by 2. Reimer has it, man-to-man Viking defense. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Grogan Shea, left side to Scepter Duong. Tigers try to be patient. Reimer for 3 in the air. In the hole. Will Reimer for 3. His first field goal of the game puts the Tigers in front 41-40. Tigers with backcourt pressure. Vikings break at front court. Nigel Stevenson. Hastings 41. Waverly 40. Just a good competitive boys high school basketball game here tonight at the Tiger Den. Teams matching up very well. The ball, Zabel. Passed out to Tavis. Sam Tavis with it. About 13 feet in the bucket underneath to Evans. Puts up a shot blocked from behind, but a foul, Tigers. Eric Evans will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul called. Tyler Rebarger is first. Shoot 2 is going to be Eric Evans. 15 foul, but Evans will go to the line to shoot 2. Vikings put that pressure. Jansen is 6'5". Evans, who's 6'2", but has the muscle. And Tavis, who works well inside. All three of them have scored in double figures tonight. Jansen in, Katsina's out. Evans misses the first free throw. So it's still 41-40 Tigers. The Tigers' interior defense has been tested tonight. Second free throw by Evans is up and no good. So the Tigers missed two earlier, and now the Vikings missed two. Hastings High sandwiches that around a three-pointer by Will Reimer, and they have the lead 41-40. Rebarger with the front court, man-to-man Viking defense. Rebarger, Deceptor Duong, the Brogan Shea. This is a good tune-up for these teams for district time. District games have a tendency to be pretty close, so good test for both these teams tonight. Who will prevail in the final 450 pass inside? Wilkie's tipped away. He'll sack it on the floor, and a timeout as the Vikings get possession of the ball. They call a timeout. The Vikings will have the ball as the Tigers turn it over there. When we come out of this timeout, it'll be Vikings basketball. We'll take a timeout with the score. Hastings 41, Waverly 40, back in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. The Tigers off after the turnover. The Vikings got the timeout call when they gained possession of the ball. And they have the ball in the front court. Chris is able with a pass underneath now to Nigel Stevenson. Reverse layup is good. Nigel Stevenson with his fifth point. And the Vikings go back out in front, 42-41. Except for Duong with it for the Tigers now. Derek Goverick, who's checked in. Goverick now to Brogan Shea. He heads for the hoop and a whistle. A hole going to be called on the Vikings. Brogan Shea held in the play. Brandon Jansen, that's his second. We were tied at 32-34 in that third quarter, tied at 38 in this fourth quarter. Vikings now with the lead at 42-41. Reimer swings it around to Rebarger from the wing. Going to be off there, no good, and a whistle on the rebounding attempt. A foul going to be called on Sam Tavis as he tried to grab that rebound, and a pushing foul on Tavis of the Vikings. That's his second. And for the Vikings, that's their 16th foul. The Tigers have five. Ty Anderson, Kepler Duong out for the Tigers. 4:15 to go. Waverly 42, Hastings 41. Rebarger inbounds, going to be trying to save it. Is Nigel Stevens, and he can't do it. Nigel went flying for that pass. Couldn't save it from going out of bounds as he flew past the end line with the basketball. Tigers inbound it long to Anderson. Ty has it to Reimer. Back to Ty Anderson. 4:08 to play in the ballgame. Reimer to Anderson. Right side to Rebarger. In the zone now are the Vikings. Three by Reimer in the air. Off there, no good. Goverick grabs the offensive rebound. Back to Reimer, right side to Rebarger. 13-footer Rebarger is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Tyler Rebarger with eight. 43-42 Tigers. Tigers have a one-point lead. In court now, it's Tavis. He squares up. Now spins in the lane. 7-footer. In and out. No good. Grabs it. Trying to grab it with the Tigers. They can't do it. Tavis, offensive rebound. To the baseline. Cut off there. Inside to Jansen. He will turn and score. Brandon Jansen with his 12th point. And the Vikings go back out in front, 44-43. 3:23 to go. Waverly by one. Reimer, front court. To Brogan Shea. To Anderson. Lost control of it. They go to the floor. Four players hit the deck. The Vikings come out of there with it. Janicek has it. But the Tigers turn it over there for the ninth time. 3:05 to go. Waverly by one, 44-43. And the Vikings control the basketball. Inside to Jansen. He'll put up a shot. Rolls off there. No good job by Rebarger. So the Tigers avoid the bullet there. Jansen misses from close range. Rebarger's fouled. And he'll go to the line. 17 foul. Tyler Rebarger will hit the free throw line. Foul going to be whistled there on Chris Abel. The Vikings. And Tyler Rebarger for the 1-1. Rebarger has 8 points. Tyler Rebarger is a 64% free throw shooter. Cade Wilkie and Ty Anderson in for the Tigers. Scepter Duong in, Patrick Opperman in. Remember, Opperman has four fouls. Rebucker to the line for the 1-1. 44-43, Waverly with the one-point lead. 2:49 to play. Rebarger, free throw up, and good. We're tied at 44, earns the bonus. Five this quarter, nine in the game for Rebarger. 44-44. Otter will eye the second. This one's up, and this one's going to be in and out and back down. Rebarger makes them both. 45-44, Tigers. Another lead change there. From down the floor we go. 45-44, Tigers. 2:40 to go. Every offensive possession now going to be critical. Eric Evans, who's back in, has the ball. To Zabel. Tigers man-to-man defense. Zabel has nowhere to go. Looks inside. Finds Brandon Jansen. Double-team there. Back out to Zabel. Left-handed three in the air. In the hole. Chris Zabel for three. The defense converged on Jansen, and Zabel made the three and a timeout on the floor. So we'll take one with 2:23 to go in the ball game. It's Waverly now, 47. Hastings, 45. Back in 30 seconds.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. 47-45, Waverly over Hastings High after that three-pointer by Chris Zabel. The senior's first field goal of the contest. But he stepped up and made the three after the defense converged on Brandon Jansen. Zabel was left alone in the corner, and the defense couldn't get out there in time, and Zabel buried the three. And it's 47-45, Waverly. And Tavis back in for the Vikings. The Tigers have the ball. They have Tyler Rebarger on the floor, Patrick Opperman, Ty Anderson, Cade Welke, and Scepter Duong. Eric Evans, Brandon Jansen, Sam Tavis, Nigel Stevenson, and Chris Zabel for the Vikings. Rebarger, front court for Hastings High, down by two. 2:15 to go. Rebarger to the baseline. Will stop and pop from 13. Going to be in and out. No good offensive rebound. Welke tied up on the play, though, by Chris Zabel. It'll be Viking basketball. So Welke grabbed that offensive rebound, was tied up on the play, and it'll be basketball to the Vikings. They're leading by two, and they have the ball. And all for possession on the jump ball as Josh Nunley will come in for Tavis. Nunley in as the guard, Tavis the forward. Out a little better ball handler there. They'll have three guards on the floor, basically, now the Vikings try to break the Tiger press. Backcourt, it's Eric Evans. 47-45, Waverly. 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. One quarter sevens, lost control of it. Duong saves it to Welke. Turnover. Vikings, Welke drives, shoots an offensive foul. The ball is no good. The shot no good and an offensive foul on Cade Welke. So the Tigers get the turnover, but Welke called for the offensive foul with 1:54 to go. Tavis back in. Nunley out for the Vikings. The offensive foul gives the ball back to the Vikings. They still have a two-point lead with 1:54 to play. The Tigers now will fall back on defense and settle into this man-to-man defense at half-court. Duong picks up Chris Zabel for the Vikings. Zabel bounce pass to Tavis. Right side to Stevenson. To Evans. Right side to Nigel Stevenson. Inside to Jansen. Pass underneath. It's going to be picked off. Deflected by Rebarger. Grabbed by Opperman. So Rebarger with the deflection, Opperman with the steal and a whistle and a foul about 25 feet from the bucket on Waverly. Eric Evans with the foul, and the Tigers will go to the line to try to tie it. On the 1-1 here, Ty Anderson will go to the line. Ty, 4 out of 4 from the line. He has 7 points. Josh Nunley comes in for Brandon Jansen this time for the Vikings. 1:27 to play. The Tigers need these two to tie. Anderson has to make the first, earn the second. 18 fouls on the Vikings. This one's up. This one's no good. Ty misses his first of the night. It's still 47-45. Nunley, front court for the Vikings. 1:18 to play in the ballgame. And a whistle and a timeout going to be called by Gary Nunley of the Waverly Vikings. He's granted that timeout. We'll take one with 1:16 to go. Fourth quarter. Waverly 47. Hastings High 45. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. 1:16 to go in the fourth quarter, 47-45. Waverly leads Hastings High. Halftime score in college women's basketball tonight. Michigan leading the Huskers of Nebraska 50-34 at halftime. So Michigan with a big halftime lead over the Huskers in women's basketball. We'll see the girls' high school basketball tonight. Ravenna beat Adams Central 62-25. The boys' game going on right now at Patriot Gym. We got 1:16 to go, at least in regulation. Vikings basketball, they will inbound in the scoring zone. They lead by two. Almost a steal there by the Vikings. Kate Welke, but Jansen grabs it for the Vikings to Eric Evans. Tigers at 16 fouls, so don't send the Vikings to the line if the Tigers foul. 1:06 to go. Evans in the lane, powers it up, and scores. Eric Evans, so strong inside, has 17. And the Vikings have a four-point lead, 49-45. Less than a minute to go. The Tigers will have to have some urgency now. 53 seconds to go. Must score this time down the floor. Welke, nice pass underneath the broken shade. Can't convert on the shot and the whistle. Nice assist there, Welke to Brogan Shea, but Brogan can't get it to go down, and the Tigers foul on the rebounding attempt. Cade Welke picks up the foul. That's his four. So the Tigers could have had it within two. The ball just wouldn't go down. Shea will now come out and Opperman in. 47 seconds to go. Either it goes or it doesn't. It didn't that time, so it's a four-point lead, and the Vikings will go to the line for the 1-1, and Brandon Jansen there. Free throw up by Jansen is good. He has 13, and it's up to a five-point lead for Waverly, 50-45. Ty Anderson in. Will Reimer out for the Tigers. Brandon Jansen earns the bonus. He has 13. The Vikings can get their biggest lead of the night here with this free throw. It's up. It is good. It's a six-point lead, 51-45. 46 seconds to go. Tigers now must hurry. Front court Rebarger to Scepter Duong. Long three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Tavis of the Vikings. Evans in the backcourt to Tavis. Gives it up to Zabel with 30 seconds to go. The Tigers going to have to foul and foul soon. Zabel front court to Evans in the corner. To Stevenson. The Tigers finally foul there, and Scepter Duong picks up his four. Tigers have three guys with four fouls, but now the situation is the clock. Only 24 seconds to go. This is a two-possession game, and the Vikings go at the free throw line. Nigel Stevenson for the 1-1. Tigers have the lead here at 45-44. Now it's 51-45. Free throw up and good by Stevenson. He earns the bonus. 52-45. Tigers can outscore now. They last led 45-44. They've been outscored. The last eight now by the Vikings. Reimer in, Welke out. 52-45. Vikings, Stevenson, second free throw. This one's up. He misses this one. Anderson rebounds. Tigers down by seven, though. Rebarger will quickly cross the timeline with 18 seconds to play. Tyler Rebarger to the free throw line. The Scepter Duong. Duong lost control, but he's fouled. Foul on the Vikings, and Scepter Duong to the line to shoot 1-1. Chris Zabel picks up the foul. 52-45, Waverly, 14 seconds to go. 8-point run by the Vikings here. Tigers led it 45-44 with about 2:49 to go. 14 seconds to go. Duong makes the free throw, earns the bonus. 52-46. A six-point game and only 14 seconds to go. After Duong will shoot the second. This one's up. This one's going to be good. Makes them both. 52-47. The Tigers let the foul quickly. Down in the backcourt to Jansen. He's fouled by Brogan Shea. So Brandon Jansen will go back to the line for a 1-1 for the Vikings, but now only 12.5 seconds to go. Patrick Opperman will check back in. Logan Shea commits that foul. He picks up his first. He will come out now, and Patrick Opperman in. Brandon Jansen, who's made 4 out of 4 from the line and has 14 points. And timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here during this timeout with 12.5 seconds to go in our ball game, and it looks like the Tigers of Hastings High still aren't going to get to that 500 mark here as they're still progressing to the end of the season, they hope. But the Tigers here, 8-point run by the Waverly Vikings in this quarter. Hastings led 45-44. The Vikings scored 8 in a row. They had their biggest lead of 7. And the Tigers just added a couple free throws to cut it to 5. But the Tigers in trouble here with only 12.5 seconds to go in the ballgame. The big three inside have hurt the Tigers all evening long. Their front court line, all juniors. Tavis with 12, Evans with 17, and Jansen with 14. And Jansen will go to the line for a 1-1 here for the Waverly Vikings, who look like they're going to pick up their 7th win of the year. Hastings High, like they're going to be 8-10. But Jansen's free throw is up and good. He earns the bonus again. 5 out of 5 from the line for the 6'5 junior. 53-47. And this one could seal it with 12.5 to go. It'll be a 3-possession game. Second free throw by Jansen is good. 54-47, and the Tigers will, from the length of the floor, Reimer in the backcourt into the scoring zone with less than 10, knocked out of bounds by Eric Evans, and the Tigers will play it in. 8.6 seconds to go. And the Tigers will play it in. They'll try to get a 3 off here. Maybe get a quick timeout called here. But again, only 8 seconds to go. The heck of a ball game here tonight at Hastings High. And the Waverly Vikings look like they're going to come away with the win. Tyler Rebar carries a 3 and a quick timeout by the Tigers. So we'll take a timeout with 6 seconds to go in the ball game. 54 Waverly, 50 Hastings High. We're back in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. 6 seconds exactly to play in the game. 54 Waverly, 50 Hastings High. Waverly will throwing the basketball in, and we'll see what kind of strategy the Tigers will have on this inbounds play. Maybe try to force a foul as the Vikings try to get open for a pass in here. We'll see. They send out 6'7", Eric Govert. He's going to stand in front and of the man throwing the ball in the way. Unless Govert will use that 6'7 frame, the Tigers will try to get a quick steal here and score. Again, they have only 6 seconds. They're down by 4. Eric Evans will run the baseline, passes inbounds, the basketball there to Josh Dunning. He's immediately fouled, and Dunning will go to the line, shoot 2 on the 10th team foul on the Tigers. Josh Dunning, who hasn't scored, will go to the line to shoot 2 here on the 10th team foul. 4.4 seconds to go. Gary Dunning calling his rest of his players away from the foul line, says, if he makes these two, just the Tigers go down and score. I would guess. Nunley makes the first, 55-50. Opperman checks back in, Shea out, Gavrik out, Opperman in, and Anderson in for the Tigers. 4.4 seconds to go. Josh Nunley will shoot his second free throw. 55-50, Waverly. Good ball game here tonight. Good prep for these teams as they get closer to district play later this month. Second free throw by Nunley is up and good. He makes them both. And it's 56-50. Tigers will come the length of the floor. Tyler Rebarger will throw it into the front court. Sefford Long will take the 3. Can't get it off in time. No good anyway. Would not have counted anyway. And that's the ball game. And the Waverly Vikings defeat the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 56-50 using an 8-point run in this fourth quarter to gain a 7-point lead and hit their free throws down the stretch. In fact, make 2, 4, 6, 7 free throws in this fourth quarter. And the Waverly Vikings come to Hastings and win tonight. The final score, Waverly 56, Hastings High 50. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. This one in the books here. The Hastings High Tigers drop it here tonight in boys high school basketball to the Waverly Vikings by the score of 56-50. A very close basketball game all the way through. Neither team had the lead of more than 5 points until this fourth quarter. And that was in a stretch of an 8-point run for the Waverly Vikings. Hastings High led 45-44 with around 2:50 to go in this ball game. The Vikings scored the next 8 points of the game, went up 52-45. And the Tigers could get to no closer than four and drop it by the score of 56-50. The Vikings with 7 out of 10 free throws made in that fourth quarter. The Tigers forced into a fouling situation late, and the Vikings stepped up to the line, made 7 out of 10 in the fourth quarter of play. And the three juniors, the front line starters for the Vikings, do the job inside and out against the Tigers tonight. Brandon Jansen at 16, Eric Evans 17, Sam Tavis with 12, and the Tigers were really challenged with their interior defense against these three guys from Waverly, and they all get in double figures tonight, and the Waverly Vikings win it by the score of 56-50. Tigers jumped out to a 5-0 lead. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. They led 5-0 to get it started. The Vikings came right back and took a 5-point lead after the first quarter, 12-7. It was back and forth in the second quarter of play. The Tigers scored the first 6 of the second quarter, went up 13-12, 14-13 Vikings, 15-14 Tigers, 17-14 Hastings High. The Vikings came back and finished the second quarter strong, led 24-19, but the Tigers fought back from that point, got it 24-23. Cade Welke made a 15-foot jump shot to end the first half. The Tigers led at halftime, 25-24. Close third quarter as the Tigers were outscored by the Vikings 14-11 in the third. We were tied at 32, tied at 34 in the third quarter. The Vikings led 38-36 after three. Tigers tied it at 38 early in the fourth. Waverly went up 40-38. The Tigers go up 41-40, 43-42, and Hastings High went ahead 45-44 with 2:49 to go. That's when the Vikings scored 8 points in a row, went up 52-45, got the biggest lead of the evening at 7, 52-45, and the Tigers then forced a foul. The Vikings could get no closer than 4, and as the Vikings again made 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and Waverly won it by the score of 56-50. 50. So a good high school basketball game tonight. These two teams roll to the latter part of their regular season. The Tigers drop to 8-10 on the year, and the Vikings win their seventh game against 8 losses. For Hastings High, Tyler Rebarger had 13 points to lead the way. Tyler with 9 in that fourth quarter. He had 13, the only player in double figures for the Tigers, 8 for Patrick Opperman. He got his fourth foul early into the fourth quarter. That hurt the Tigers. 8 for Scepter Duong, 7 for Cade Welke, 7 for Ty Anderson, 4 for Eric Gobert, and 3 for Will Reimer. So 13 for Rebarger to lead the way, 8 apiece for Opperman and Scepter Duong. The Tigers, 9 out of 13 from the free throw line, had 25 first half points, 25 second half points, and 50 on the evening. For the Waverly Vikings, 17 for Eric Evans, and 16 for Brandon Jansen, 12 for Sam Tavis. That's the front line. They're all juniors. Jansen 6'5", Tavis about 6'4". They work more inside. Evans can go inside and use his muscle and strength inside and also shoots well from the outside. He had a couple of threes in that first half. So that interior game and the front line people doing the job for the Vikings. 17 for Evans, 16 for Jansen, 12 for Sam Tavis, 6 for Nigel Stevenson, 3 for Chris Zabel, and 2 for Josh Nunley. 7 out of 10 from the line in the fourth quarter for Waverly. 10 out of 15 from the free throw line in the game for the Vikings. They have 24 first half points, outscore the Tigers 32-25 in the second, and Waverly goes on to win it by the score of 56-50. They win their seventh game of the year against 8 losses. The Tigers fall to 8-10 on the season. Hastings High will be at Aurora in a boys-girls doubleheader this coming Saturday night, and the Waverly Vikings will be on the road again tomorrow night. This was the first of 4 games in a row on the road. In fact, for Waverly, they'll play at Plattsmouth tomorrow night, the Hastings High Tigers at Aurora on Saturday night. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things, but stay tuned. We have the Hastings Vision Clinic Player of the Game. We'll name our Tiger Player of the Game and the Coach's Post-Game Show, Nothing But Net, sponsored by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. That's coming up also. We'll stick around here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Again, the final score here tonight at the Tiger Den, the Waverly Vikings 56, the Hastings High Tigers 50. Stay tuned, please. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
And now we head back to the gym for the Player of the Game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
And welcome back to the Tiger Den. Waverly over Hastings High in boys high school basketball here tonight by the score of 56-50. 8-point run in that fourth quarter by the Vikings, and again hitting their free throws in that fourth quarter. 7 out of 10 from the line. The Vikings win it by 6. The Tigers led by Tyler Rebarger. He had 13 points, scoring also 8 from Patrick Opperman, 8 for Scepter Duong, 7 for Cade Welke, 7 for Ty Anderson. 7 players score for Hastings High tonight, and the Tigers do drop it, though, by the score of 56-50. We will name our Hastings High Player of the Game right after this.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
Okay, for the Tigers tonight, Tigers pretty good offensive production there. Again, the 7 guys score, and the Tigers drop it, though, 56-50. Tyler Rebarger with 13. Tiger been in double figures both games this week. and the Tigers win on Tuesday and the loss here tonight. He had 13, and he had 9 in that fourth quarter as the Tigers tried to hang on after they had the lead there, but could not. But Rebarger with 13 to lead the way. We'll give our player of the game certificate to Tyler Rebarger. He had only 2 in the first half, a field goal in the third quarter, had 4 points heading into the fourth, but he has a 9, hit some clutch shots for the Tigers in that fourth quarter. 9 in the fourth quarter, 13 in the game. Tyler Rebarger will be our player of the game tonight in the Hastings High 56-50 loss to the Waverly Vikings. Stay tuned, folks. We have more to come here from the Tiger Den, the coach's postgame show, Nothing But Net. That'll be up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage continues with the coach's postgame show. Next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Back at the Tiger Den, Waverly 56, Hastings High 50 in boys high school basketball. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, and Rosno probably still in with the basketball team after this loss tonight, and the Tigers fall to 8-10. They'll go to Aurora on Saturday, along with the Hastings High girls. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader, and the Waverly goes to 7-8 on the year. Coach Rosno is going to make his way up here, so tell you what, we'll take our timeout, let Coach get up here, and when we return, we'll talk to Coach Scott Rosno after this timeout on Nothing But Net.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Thank you for coming up. Welcome back to Nothing But Net, the coach's postgame show, and Scott Rosno joins us, head basketball coach for the Hastings High Tigers. I guess no such thing as a good loss, coach, but anything like that, but a tough ball game, a real good competitive high school game tonight. I'm sure it's going to prepare both these teams for the end of the season, but your guys certainly played well enough to win, but just not in the cards. A run in the fourth quarter was kind of the telling story there, and they make their free throws, but pretty good effort by your kids tonight.
Yeah, it was. You know, you got to look at the situation where they have some real nice interior looks, pair of posts, plus you throw in Evans, that gives you some offensive play inside. They go to the line 15 times and knock down 10, and our kids go to the line 13 times and knock down 9, and so I thought we were able to, offensively anyway, try and get the looks that we wanted. We talked to the kids. I don't know if there's anything such as a good turnover, but on the other side of that, I thought we had some timely turnovers that kind of disrupted our offensive flow that could have given us a few more chances. But to be fair to our offense, I thought our offense was at times trying to do a good enough job to be able to outscore our defense. You know, we kind of talked about some things defensively that after the game that we've got to make a concentrated effort, and that's all players. It's not just a post thing, but it's a concentrated effort to be able to deny that ball, to get so hard to the hole and give them offensive looks. Nigel Stevenson's a great perimeter shooter out there, but tonight they came in with the understanding that they had 3 players that they were going to get as many interior looks as they possibly can. It's one of those where if you look at the shot book, it's not going to look so pretty defensively, and yet you got to give Waverly credit that they understood what shots they wanted out of this game.
Yeah, Evans with 17, and he had a couple threes already, so he was inside and out, and he has the bulk. And Brandon Jansen has good height. He works well inside. And Sam Tavis kind of in the third quarter, he has 6.
really put a lot of pressure on your defense. So I guess the best way to counter that is not let them have the ball, but that's much easier said than done. But they put a lot of pressure on your defense inside, didn't they, Coach?
Well, they did, and we kind of addressed that ahead of time. We addressed that through our scouting report. They definitely put some emphasis there. Scary thing is all three of those guys are juniors and have the opportunity to come back and do it all over again. But on the positive side, and I guess, you know, that is this time of year. You know, this is not a loss that chalks up our season. It doesn't, check it in for any of our seniors. What it does is it basically says, hey, if you don't take this away, this is the predicament that you put yourself in. And so it gives us an opportunity now to come back out and do a little bit of individual work, you know, take guards and post both and understand that, hey, if we're not going to get in a denied situation, we definitely got to be able to work them away from the lane a little bit more.
Yeah, you probably already directed the attention of the kids as they'll maybe ponder this a little bit tonight, but you probably already directed the attention of their kids that, hey, next game's the most important one now. It's over at Aurora on Saturday, and we can take a lot of good things out of this game as we get ready for Aurora tomorrow and then go over there and play on Saturday, right?
Well, that's a whole other aspect to it. I mean, it's the idea that every contest you play through your regular season is basically intended to put you through enough situations and opportunities that when you do get to postseason that it's not anything that's going to surprise you or anything that's going to be new. And, I still think that's a point that we've played through, I believe we're at 18 games now. And so, this group of juniors and seniors now have definitely come a long ways from a year ago. But the bottom line is what are we going to do with these, last six games or so of the season as far as how does that put us in a mental toughness? How does it put us in just the whole mental side of the game? And like we talked to the kids before tonight's game, that's the biggest thing right now is maybe our skills have improved a whole lot. But what we're excited about heading into these last two regular season games is how we mentally know that things have got to go for us. You know, the idea is that sometimes adverse situations kind of come upon you, and how you handle them, how you fight through them or live through them is really what kind of defines you. Tonight, going without Brady Menke after we had lost Mark Gooden after the 1st of January and not having Brady tonight, really it challenged some kids, and I thought they did a great job of stepping into the game as if they'd been doing it the whole time and kind of accepted a different role. It maybe it was more of the same, and yet it was, maybe some of the same old.
Was it an injury to Brady, Coach? I mean, because we didn't see him at all, and we didn't know exactly what his situation was. Was it an injury thing?
We had a situation two nights ago that we had kind of been in question as far as kind of how things sit, and so kind of going through some rehab today, and it was a situation where it was probably a 50-50, and not to take away from tonight's importance, but it no way compares to what we want to be doing in about 2 weeks, and so we gave ourselves the idea that this is a full season we're playing and not just a one-game stand.
Yeah, indeed so. And Coach, I know from that aspect, and this game, good preparation for these teams tonight, because you're going to be in games like this, close all the way and never a lead more than seven. That was the fourth quarter for them. Your biggest lead was five. Really preparation for the postseason, because you're going to have games like this. You're going to have to be able to respond on the floor, aren't you, Coach? We get to the tournament time, because they're usually pretty close games and they usually go down to the wire. So this was really great preparation for that, and a very, very competitive ball game tonight.
Well, exactly, and we knew going into this week that these two games tonight and Tuesday night, different types of matchups and yet different challenges. And the thing is that was nice tonight is we fell behind a little bit and in that third quarter, and I thought our kids came back, and even behind sometimes is one point when you've got to make a play down the next end, and the kids are understanding make a play is not just hit a shot, make a play is making the right cut and setting the right screen. And so this is not a down by any means. This is definitely it's a step in the right direction for us to know that Will Reimer steps in tonight as point guard, and it just kind of gives us that positive feeling that regardless of who's running the point for us, that the right things are going to get done.
Yeah, a lot of good contributions from everybody that played tonight, Coach, and drop it by six, and appreciate you coming up. I guess it's a get-ready time's already started for Aurora this coming Saturday. That's the most important, because that's the next one. You talk about some of the plays at the free throws, and then the
big three in that fourth quarter by Chris Zabel, their senior. So just the big plays, they made an up of them tonight and come away with a victory. But I'm sure your guys are already starting to think about Aurora for Saturday night, right?
That they are, you know, and that's not anything that I directed them towards. That's just kind of the mentality of the kids. They've got no school tomorrow. It's a teacher development day, and so the teachers will be hard at it, I guess, and the kids will have that opportunity to kind of rest and recover after a road trip on Tuesday and then a tough contest again tonight. And so, you know, maybe just what the doctor needs or orders. And so, you know, it's time to start preparing for the next one.
Here we go, and that'll be Saturday night. Aurora will be a girls-boys doubleheader over there. Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Blaine, thank you, and thanks to ESPN Superstation for giving us the opportunity to get out to everybody tonight.
All right, thank you. Coach Scott Rosno of the Hastings High Tigers. The Tigers drop it here 56-250 tonight to the Waverly Vikings. Not a close ball game, as we said, all the way through. The Tigers' biggest lead was 5. Biggest lead of the night for Waverly was a 7 in that fourth quarter in their 8-point run. They came from 45-44 down, went up 52-45. They can hit their free throws down the stretch, 7 out of 10. Get a big 3 from Chris Zabel also in that fourth quarter and win it by the score 56-50. 13 for Tyler Rebarger, 8 for Patrick Opperman, 8 for Sepper Duong, 7 for Cade Welke, 7 for Ty Anderson for the Hastings side Tigers, and 3 juniors who play up front and start for the Waverly Vikings, all in double figures. Eric Evans, 17, Brandon Jansen, 16, Sam Tavis with 12. The Tigers now 8-10. The Vikings go to 7-8. Hastings High, along with the Hastings High girls, will play at Aurora on Saturday. In fact, the next game for the Hastings High girls will be tomorrow night at Omaha Scott, postponed from last week. That'll be their next game. Then they'll join the boys of Hastings High over at Aurora on a Saturday night. And the Tigers will end the regular season, the boys, on February 18th with a game right here against their traditional foe at the end of the season, Lincoln Pius. Waverly wins it tonight by the score of 56-50. Our basketball coverage just continues. Our family of stations of Platte River Radio will tell you tonight basketball games involving city teams. Adams Central hosting Ravenna tonight. Those games on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. The girls game won by Ravenna 62-25. They have a big second quarter. They shut out the Lady Patriots in that second quarter. Have a 21-point halftime lead. Ravenna wins the girls game 62-25. In the boys game, it was at halftime. This is a halftime score of the boys' game. Ravenna 54, Adams Central 32 at halftime of that boys' game. But tonight, Ravenna number one ranked in Class C2, and we ought to be what kind of the odds-on favorite in C2 their undefeated season so far. Ravenna leading 54-32 over Adams Central at halftime tonight. High school basketball for you tomorrow night on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS Radio as the St. Cecilia boys will play Grand Island Central Catholic in Grand Island tomorrow night at 7:30 pregame, 7:45 for the opening tip-off tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS Radio. Then the Hastings College women and men play at Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon. Those games on 1230 KHAS. Women's game at 2, the men at 4, pregame at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. And on the ESPN Superstation and on Classic Hits 98.9 on Saturday, we will have all 8 games of the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. The first 5 will be on the ESPN Superstation right here on KICS 1550 and 1460 KXPN. 8:55, it'll be Overton and Giltner. And 10:45, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Grand Island Northwest. At 12:30, Adams Central plays Pierce. At 2:15, Sutton against Norfolk Catholic. At 4 o'clock, Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Then we'll switch the last 3 games to Classic Hits. That's KKPR, 98.9 FM, 5:45. Saturday, Minden and Gretna. 7:30, Grand Island Senior High against South Sioux City. And 9:15, Heartland Lutheran against Sumner, Eddieville Miller. 8 games starting at 9 a.m. Saturday. Last game at 9:15. You can hear them all on ESPN Superstation and Classic Hits 98.9. The first 5 on ESPN, the last 3 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR FM. So a lot of basketball. It'd be a lot of great athletes there. And Giltner starts the day, the unbeaten Hornets, Drew Ott, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, Sutton, the Grand Island teams all there, Overton, Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Mike Gazelle of South Sioux City, one of the best players in the state, will be in the 7:30 game for South Sioux City against the Grand Island Senior High, and a lot of great basketball and in Grand Island at the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday. Well, that'll take care of things here, and a reminder for you that the girls' classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 begin tournament play. Tournament play begins next week for girls' classes C and D, and our tournament coverage for girls' high school basketball will begin on Monday night, this coming Monday, in the Class C1 Sub-District 9 at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. It'll be the Adams Central Lady Patriots taking on Gibbon at 7 o'clock this Monday. That'll begin tournament coverage on our family of stations of Platte River Radio, pregame about 6:45. And that game and that tournament next week will be on the Breeze, KLIQF at 94.5, starting Monday night with Adams Central and Gibbon. Minden's the number one seed there. Kearney Catholic is number three. They'll take on St. Cecilia, the number two seed, on Tuesday. A loaded sub-district there, and the boys to follow in that C1 sub-district 9. And the girls will start Monday night, and Adams Central will be in action on the Breeze this coming Monday night. So that'll take care of things here at Hastings High School at the Tiger Den. And boys high school basketball tonight, the Waverly Vikings defeat the Hastings High Tigers. The final score, Waverly 56, the Hastings High Tigers 50. For producer engineer John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give him a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio. 82.